Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Our very first guest in the history of Wilde and Tausch, which will be, I'm sure, a long and distinguished history.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
Aaron Rodgers, give us an over-under on what number would you set for how many shows we do.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison.
I'm going to say they leave 52 weeks in a year. I'm going to say you do about 230.
And celebrating 10 great years on ESPN Wisconsin.
And then what happens?
No, then Tausch kind of bows out.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
And here we go, another episode of Wilde and Tausch getting started. No, Jason, he's on a much-deserved break. He's got a little hiatus coming up. I'm not sure if I'm hosting with Jesse, if I'm hosting with Homer. I'm not sure about any of it, but I know we are rolling. We have a fun show planned out today. 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison. Jesse, help me out with the Beaver Dams logo again.
1430 ESPN Beaver Dam Old
There you team. Go, 1430 in Beaver Dam. Of course, yesterday was a big Beaver Dam show with my travails up at Old Hickory Golf Club up in Beaver Dam. I am Mark Tauscher, the Packer Hall of Famer. I don't know if I'm leading the show today. I don't know. Homer, who is an icon in this industry, has been around for about 40 years. He is going to join us at some point here. And, of course, our buddy Jesse Nelson, who starred yesterday and did a great job. Jesse, how are we doing this morning? Good. Good. Jesse's doing good. So that's great. Everybody's doing great. I got a couple of things on my mind this morning as we get started. First one is, I know we've talked a ton about World Cup and we've talked a lot about soccer. Thankfully for me, I know I am in the minority. A lot of people love soccer. I don't. I've been very clear about that. There is, and I thought this was a typo, I knew it was coming, but they're playing a third-place game tomorrow, which I can't get my head wrapped around how we would feel as Packer fans, and as Jesse on our text string this morning mentioned, if there was a third-place game in the NFL, the Green Bay Packers would have a lot of third-place games over the last 10 or 15 years. I don't think there's much of an appetite for it, but maybe I'm wrong. World Cup final is on Sunday, so that will come to an end, thankfully for me, but not for everybody else. So, I guess, do we have Homer now, Jesse?
We can give him a try. I don't know if we're going to get him. Homer, are you
here?
All right,
you're here. You're here. I'm good. We'll wait till we get Homer. So, Jesse,
all right.
Am I crazy? Why is there a third place game?
Money. You know that. Everybody okay. knows that. The third place, I think because this feels more like an Olympics-type event, the third place game carries the weight of like a bronze medal. A lot of Olympic events have a third place game. And so this is because you're representing your country and you still have theoretically something to play for if there's a gold, silver, and bronze. I don't know if there's a financial incentive for France and England to play for the third place game or not on Saturday evening, but that could be a component of it too. So those are the reasons, but mostly it's for entertainment. And because you're making the fans make the trip around the world to come watch the games, you might as well get one more if you've made it this far and you've captured that excitement.
Nope, I disagree. I think here's the deal. Like it's FIFA. This is, I think you're trying to make this out to be the Olympics. The bronze game is a big deal. People want to have a medal. This is not. This makes no sense. I don't. Are they playing it in New York the day before? Where is this one at? Is this one in Houston?
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Yeah,
four.
There's Homer.
Hey, there he is.
I'm here.
Hey, Homer, thanks for showing up on time.
Yeah. It's still odd. I can't. The level for my mic is significantly different than the level for the show, but I probably shouldn't say anything about that, I guess. As long as you can hear
probably
me.
Probably not.
We'll have our team take care of it for you there.
So, Homer, right. Why?
Seems like this is kind of something you to do ahead of time before the show starts, but who am I to ask?
Well, why don't you guys work that out down there?
Not me.
We don't need
me.
To fight
I'm not doing anything. My job is to show up. Other people in charge of having everything ready so that when I get here, it shows
all
up.
All right. Hey. Okay.
All right,
good.
There we go.
Now we got Homer.
But now we solved it, yes, by having the mic at the highest level. It shouldn't be set up this way, but that's fine. Yeah, but anyway, go ahead.
Okay, we good?
We're good. We're good, yeah.
All right. There we go. Homer, this third place game deal, I don't get it.
It's stupid. You're being
so
nice.
So it's a cash grab.
I don't care what it is. It's so incredibly stupid. I said if my kid was playing, I wouldn't watch it.
You would watch if your kid.
No, I wouldn't. I would not.
You're telling me.
I'm telling
just
you.
Just wait a second. You're telling
yes,
me if
go ahead.
Antonio Freeman.
Yes. Wouldn't
if
watch
Antonio
it.
Freeman, you had your kid playing on the U.S. national team.
Yeah.
And they got beat in a tough game and got to play one more game for third
yep.
place. You yep. would go home and not watch it.
Yeah, I'd do something else. I'd have let me know. Tell
no,
me
you
how
wouldn't.
It worked out. What? Okay. Anything else you want to ask me, and then you can tell me what has actually acted.
Well, Homer, even... come on, really?
Yes,
like,
really.
You go and...
Yes, it is the most insignificant, stupid game ever. Mm. They stopped this how many years ago? You know, you have to be old enough to know. They used to have an NFL game. I think they called it the Bart Bell game like that or something. Like third place. I think the Packers played in it once or something. Yes. It's the stupidest thing. They don't – no one plays for a bronze medal. Maybe they do now. Do they do that in hockey after – no, you compete all the time.
They do.
And then it turns out – do they have a game where you play for the bronze medal? I thought it was –
Yes, they
on...
have a bronze medal game.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Then they have
but
a medal.
But that
so,
again
– that's different.
That's where I – It is. The international component to it makes it – I don't know.
So stupid. It's hard to even comment. Idiotic.
So all three of us agree it's dumb.
No, I think it's dumber than even you say it is. And, I mean, they might change. They might change because the World Cup is basically in the 1950s. They just kind of do things, and so this makes sense. At some point, they'll change it. Just like they finally figured out to add teams, and they're going to add even more teams. You're going to go to 64 in the next World Cup because it just means more games, and everybody's happy, and more teams are in. The same teams are going to do well and end up winning. So,
well, I don't get it. I was actually kind of asking in jest if they were doing it. I have not followed it. I don't think they get medals. I don't know why, other than.
The only reason you should know about the third place game is it has historical significance.
How so?
1930, the greatest finish ever by the United States team. They finished third.
Is that
right? Didn't know that?
I did.
The greatest, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, you covered that. You probably covered that.
No, I had been doing it so many years, they let someone younger do it. It was like my 46th. World Cup, so no. I believe that was actually the first year of the World Cup, I think, 1930. That's
so are you
so
over
sure.
this? Are you kind of over it? I'm not a soccer guy.
I'm into it more than I've ever been. No, I'm trying to change.
Why?
Because with the United States of America, it's pathetic that the United States of America, one of the great athletic countries in the world, it does so poorly in the World Cup, which is the greatest sporting event internationally. If the U.S. would win the World Cup, it would be the greatest achievement in the history of the country in sports. And so this garbage about stinking needs to end. Somebody needs to be put in charge and said, this is not acceptable. We'll fire, do whatever we have to. Next World Cup in 4 years, if we don't finish in quarterfinals or better, everybody that's hired now is going to get fired again. This is not acceptable, even if you don't give a hoot about soccer. This is the biggest international sporting event in the world, and it's embarrassment that the U.S. is in this event and can't beat the Gwes, Argentina, and I understand there's a history of other countries of being good, but that's over because we've never cared enough to kick some butt, and that needs to be done even if you don't know the difference between a soccer ball and a golf ball. This is about
so let's just clarify that. You're saying Paraguay... Uruguay, that's
yeah,
what you were inferring.
Okay, come on,
I just wanted to make sure.
Yes, the Gwes. Yeah. Just like the itches on college basketball. You have Jovovich and Jovovich and Jovovich.
Hey,
and
Homer.
All the bitches.
Homer, we just don't care as much as you think. Like, no, that's clearly. Really what it comes down
yes,
to.
Yes, and that has to change so because then why, of the significance. It's the greatest international sporting event in the world, and we care about sports.
We do care about sports, but okay. And it is the biggest global game, but there's
but
just
what?
Not.
There is no
I don't know. No, there is a but.
What?
If you have great athletic kids, you're not going to more than likely have them go into soccer.
They don't
That's
have
the
to.
Reality
we have enough athletic
sports.
Kids that we can do better or win even without our best athletes.
I think we
athletes.
Can do better. Yeah, I think we can do better. I don't think – and I know there's been – after we lost to – I don't even remember. We lost to Belgium. There was that conversation, and it was, well, our youth program is better, but then when you get into this age group and da-da-da-da, I don't know enough about it to be – even credible talking.
You know what?
But
one
I will
thing.
Say this.
Yeah.
What's that?
We should be damn better. It's that simple.
I don't know. I mean, we're a top 16. We're a top 16 team in the country.
The United States is top 16. How would you feel about being top 16th in baseball or basketball or
college football right now? If you asked me if Wisconsin could be top 16, I'd be happy.
No, I'm talking about an international competition because that's what we're talking about. You're competing the U.S. against other countries. We're in the top 16. That should be against the law. Who's ever the president should say it's against the law to state about any international competition that the U.S. is happy to be top 16 in anything ever. I don't care what it is. And again, you can't count women's sports because there are still too many countries in which women don't get a chance to compete equally athletically. So the difference is not that women's sports isn't as important, but the standard of it is different because there are so many countries in which women athletes.
Okay, sir, are you all right with the fact that tennis, we haven't had a consistent top 10 player for 25 years?
Am I okay with it? No, but I mean, I don't. This is tennis is not. Again, we are talking about the difference is huge. Doesn't make any difference whether I play tennis. The difference is huge because we are talking about the greatest international team competition in the world.
Yeah, but tennis internationally,
tennis.
Would you argue?
Nobody.
No, hold up a second.
Yes.
Hold up a second. No.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Internationally.
Yeah.
Soccer's the top. Mm-hmm. Then I would argue golf, and then I'd say tennis. If you're talking about international sports that everyone participates or has athletes that participate on global scales, tennis is third.
Well, there's a huge difference that you need to emphasize. There's individual versus team. Team is significantly greater than any particular. I think that basketball might be growing ahead of golf, but it would be nice in tennis, specifically because most people wouldn't know this, but Italy used to suck at tennis, especially men's tennis. They had like one winner in like 40 years. Spain was horrible in tennis. They had like two guys
not
in
anymore.
40 years. And then Spain started some sort of a program, and then Italy copied it, and now... Especially Italy. Italy's the biggest shock ever. They have like three of the top five or something like that, all because of the program. And it should be emphasized in those countries, tennis is about a hundredth as important as soccer. They've changed nothing about the country in terms of the sport's importance, but they've set up programs in which they have created these outstanding players. And not that anybody cares, and it's individual, not sports. It's embarrassing, nowhere near as close to the World Cup, but. It's embarrassing the United States' inability watching other countries that they dominated now kick their butt because whatever program they've started has worked. And if the U.S. has copied it, I haven't followed closely enough, they're finding an amazing way to suck. Because there's never been a time where a lot of athletes played tennis. Best athletes have never played. That's why I picked tennis, because I wasn't good enough in all the other sports.
So our soccer program embarrasses you.
It's worse than embarrassing. I don't know what the word is.
But we made the Sweet 16 as a sport that is
that should be against the law.
You should
get a
T-shirt.
No, you should get a ticket, not a misdemeanor. This is like a parking ticket for anybody who states publicly that being in the top 16 in soccer is okay. That's a $50 fine. It should be against the law to say that. I'm not close to the governor, but I would like
to. I'm certainly not embarrassed by what they did in the World Cup. They won a bunch of games, and then they battled Belgium. I mean, they got beat bad in the whatever quarter, Sweet 16.
Yes.
But that's you. I don't think you can be great at everything. I just don't.
It is.
Like, are you a great mechanic? Are you a great mechanic?
Hold on. That's you. What? You have to you don't understand the standard. Can you be great at everything? No. But when something is the greatest international sports competition, and you live in a country as big as this one, as successful as this one, with so many people, that you are in the top 16, and you accept that—that's an embarrassment. That the United States has someone as smart as you saying that, even if you don't care about soccer, even if you don't know anything about it.
Yeah, my passion's not there for it.
Fine, it doesn't matter. This is about excellence.
But no, but it does for me. I mean, I understand if you're a soccer family.
No, this is a country.
All right, I'm out.
Fine, you can get out. This is a country thing. I've got to find the person and the people.
What are you doing to help?
What are you doing to help? I'm changing the philosophy. People need to understand. Have you had anybody ever say to you prior to me that winning the World Cup would be the greatest athletic achievement in the history of this country? Has anybody put it to you that way before? No.
There is no way any of that would ever be greater than the 1980 win against the Soviets.
Not even close.
No, it would. It wouldn't be close.
Let me explain this to you. It will not be as big as a surprise as that. But there are so many countries that don't play hockey. Now, it was an incredible achievement. Just like if Homer won Wimbledon, that would be even more amazing than the U.S. team in hockey. But that doesn't make it more important. The greatest international achievement in the history of the United States, and the 1980 hockey ain't even close, though it is an amazing performance given that the Soviets had not lost an international game in 10 years, and it was college kids. So, but in terms of well, that's the job, is so that people as smart as you would never say that again. You would say that was the greatest surprise maybe ever in the history of. But in terms of importance, come on,
Homer, you were living in the 80s. There was massive inflation. There's all this stuff going on. The country was down on itself. And this was a beacon of hope that I think spurred on the growth in the 80s. So I think it was huge.
It did what? This I got to hear. It led to the what? What?
It was a beacon of growth.
It wasn't a beacon of anything. It was the Russians. Come on. I lived it. The Russians were evil. It was beating the evil empire. It had nothing to do with anything.
Yes,
about.
And our country was down on its luck. We had the Iran.
We were down on
the Iran
luck.
Stuff. Yes. Go back and look at some history in the early 80s.
I lived it. Go back and look at the history.
I know.
I lived it.
Wait, you're telling me
the psyche of America. I was 26 years old. No. The psyche of America. And then we realized that the concern over the Russians was a waste because they went belly up anyway. Our fear of them was.
I think that our country as a vibe, and you lived it, so you could tell me. I believe that era needed that more than anything because at that point we had all the stuff. They were coming off of Watergate. We're coming off of Jimmy Carter.
The time. This was the frustration and the problem was all Jimmy Carter. All right. What changed the country was Ronald Reagan. Nothing to do with the hockey team. Interest rates were 16%, which I know because my dad spent all his money that he had saved and bought annuities at that time and. All the true kids benefited from that. But everything that changed was the result of Ronald Reagan. The hockey team had nothing to do with it. It was a nice win over the evil
Homer,
empire.
This is where – hold up a second. This is where we differ. I will go – I'm going to – we're going to take a break.
That's really different. This were you is even where born then? What year were you born?
I was probably 5 or 6 years old.
Oh, Dad, you remember like yesterday.
Psyche
– I'm going to turn my mic off. Psyche, I just want to listen.
And our confidence level was very low heading in after that election. We needed something good to happen. Communism was on the rise. Like, there was a lot of stuff going
on. Communism was on the rise.
That win made us feel good as a country. And you can go back and watch all the documentaries you want. That was a huge difference maker in spurring what ended up happening in the 80s, 90s, etc. I don't think we're in a position we are without that, and I don't care if we had to beat Brazil to win this World Cup. Would things have changed? We won't know, at least for 4 more years. What I do know is if you need new windows and doors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is the place to go. You shouldn't have to haggle. Pella sticks to straightforward pricing, honest conversations, helping homeowners find the right fit for their home, and they don't use high-pressure sales tactics when you buy direct through Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Same team that manufactures the windows and doors. They also sell them, install them, and service them. Real pricing, premium quality, no game. Schedule your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. I think we're going to probably
Can I ask a favor?
No, I thought you shut your mic
else.
Off.
No, so I did, but you're finished with that. Something else that occurred when you were 5 or 6 in which you'd like to make just incredibly important observations.
Yeah.
It's like me coming when I was...
I know Rocky 4 was huge in this turning point, too. So it's between us winning the gold medal and Rocky 4, I believe, are two psychological, hugely important cultural events that helped spur our country to the growth and the greatness that we have today.
Yes. Yeah!
Tell me why I'm crazy. We'll do that after we go to break. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
And Tausch, if I'm Homer and I'm filling in, which means that they tried everybody else and they couldn't do it, so I'm here, and that's fine.
That's true. I'll confirm.
I was told earlier this week at the golf tournament by Tausch, like, Homer, you're in charge. You're running the show. It's like, I was kind of against it, but I don't have much say when.
Why are you against it? This is what you do.
I'm a fill in. I am not.
No,
it's not
you're
my
the host.
Show. Okay, well,
I'm not filling in for Wildy. What? So I should fill in for myself, or should I fill in for Wildy?
Okay. Anytime someone comes in to fill in, who's ever left, they could normally take the position that you do and are trying to. However, anybody who listens to this show knows your ability to run things is different than the average analyst, so it would be different with you. Now, if you just want to be lazy, knowing that Wildy's not in this, Homer, you can just do it. That's fine. But now that you let me do it, I'm in charge, all right? Now,
that's
I want
to
let everybody know, this will last. It'll be
do
over
you coordinate your headphones with every shirt that you wear?
No.
Like, if you have a red shirt, do you have red headphones?
Excuse me, I'm in charge. Please hold off. You're interrupting the person in charge. I want to let everybody know.
Are you new here?
Though. That's what he does.
Are you new here?
I don't have to run it like Wildy. I run it like me. You have put me in charge.
I don't know. I want you to run it like you.
Okay, well, clearly
you're
50
years on air. You've been doing something, right?
Clearly you don't think so. Don't interrupt me. You're the analyst.
That's not what I do.
Again. I am not Wildy.
No, I do.
Okay, show some respect for when you say someone is in charge, let them be in charge. That means
I never said you were in charge. I said you were going to run the show. I didn't say you were in charge.
Yeah, that implies that he's in charge.
Hold on. Just let me know what run the show versus being in charge, what the difference is. Because I didn't
fair enough. Run the show. I won't interrupt.
Okay, now I just want to let everybody know this will end at 10 o'clock. I'm just giving you a preview because I'm running the show. And one of the great things about running the shows is I'm old enough to know everything about Tauscher that he doesn't talk about. For example, let's connect the new athletic director at Wisconsin to Mark Tauscher. People don't know the connection that's there. So the new athletic director was at Nebraska.
What does this have to do with communism?
Hold on.
Hey, what does this have to do with communism and good psyche?
Excuse me. How can I control his mic? until when I said something up, then he can finish. All right. So the new athletic director, I've forgotten his name and I shouldn't, but he was at Nebraska.
Sean Eichhorst.
He fired Bo Pelini. And Pelini is still very mad to this day. After he fired Bo Pelini, Bo Pelini then went to Youngstown State. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Now,
that is correct,
where
yes.
was it that you were possibly going to play football when you didn't think you were coming back to Wisconsin?
Youngstown State.
Youngstown State, huh? And
the Penguins.
The Penguins. The Penguins. So who was the coach at the time at Youngstown State when you were thinking about
Jim
it?
Tressel.
Jim Tressel. Jim Tressel, who won national championships there.
Yes, he did.
On the other hand, when Bo Pelini took over, it went in the tank, though he actually did, I think, get to one national championship game. Now, my first question is, how close were you to going to Youngstown State? Had you interacted with anybody, or what occurred? Because historically, we know that you went to the Kentucky Derby and ran into a coach from Wisconsin who said, aren't you coming back?
Yep.
But I want to make sure, because this is important, because the new athletic director is ripped for what he did at Nebraska, when in fact it might be accurate to say he made a very good decision.
Oh.
Even though Pelini rips him to this day. And the reason that it may have been a very good decision is because of Mark Tauscher's interest in the school, which speaks to the level that program must have been. Here you have been at Wisconsin and weren't playing as much as you thought you should, or they said you weren't going to play.
No.
You had 1 year left. What?
No.
I want to make sure I have this right as it ties
true.
In, as it ties into.
Sure, as it ties in. Yes. I'm not 100% sure how this ties into
I'll get to
the
it.
Greatest
I'll get to it.
Olympic sports.
So, because it speaks to how good that program was.
Okay, so I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. It had nothing to do with how good. Youngstown State was kicking Keister in 1AA when I was. It would have been 1999. Right. I graduated from the University of Wisconsin. I was a backup for a few years. I could not get a teaching certificate because I was not academically high enough to get into the School of Education at Wisconsin, which, by the way, is a joke when that was the case. The grade point, my grade point was, I think, a 3.4. I was not good enough. The standards
that's
there
crap.
Were.
We know how smart you are now, and that's. Just,
I understand, but I'm just telling
player.
You.
I know.
If I may.
Oh, sorry.
If I may, you asked
right.
me
I
a
apologize.
Question. I'm answering.
I apologize.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's very hypocritical of you to interrupt me when you're complaining about me. And
I already
you,
apologize. What more do you want?
I understand. So I'm not right. mad about it.
I apologize again.
So this was the place I could get a degree. I had a friend of mine put me in touch with Jim Tressel.
Oh,
it was a great program. I wouldn't have to, at that point, if I was going to transfer, first off, nobody really wanted me, if I'm being honest. And second off, I wouldn't have to sit out a year. I could get my teaching certificate in Ohio, and then I could figure out what I was going to do with my life, and I was going to play at Youngstown State. All of that was, you said, was there a reason? Well, obviously, they're a great Division I AA program.
That's
at
what
that
I
time.
Wanted to emphasize, yes.
So that is why I went, and then I spent, how serious was I? Dead serious. I went, spent a full day there with Jim Tressel, had lunch, and I ended up going back, heading back home, and I was going to go to Youngstown State. I actually put in my papers to officially transfer, and that's when the conversation started to stay at Wisconsin. Immediately when they showed any interest that I could come back and play a fifth year, boom, I was back, and that the rest is history.
The reason I brought this up is you recognized and were aware of the excellence of Youngstown State. Now, there, as you said, may have been notable. And I want to emphasize
that. So, Homer,
that.
I was. No, I'm not going to argue with you on that. But I will also tell you that was my option. I did not dig around anywhere else. That was, and it was because of a relationship that I got out there. But, yes, that was the creme de la creme of – I guess the what would now be considered FCS football.
And what's important, and the reason I bring this up, is because Bo Pelini, who was fired by the current AD, when he was the head coach at Nebraska, and he had some success. But from the time he left at Nebraska in 2014, he coached one other place, Youngstown State, which you mentioned how great they had been. In his 5 years there, he was 33-28. I could go back and give you trestles. He lost in the championship game one, but 5-6, 6-5, 4-7, 6-6. My point is this. There is nothing that Bo Pelini has done that would make the decision by the current athletic director at Wisconsin to be viewed as something negative. It might have been that he should have stayed, but if Bo Pelini was anything but what the then athletic director thought, and that is nothing special, he would have proven it in the time since. He has not, since 2014. And that history will show that the problem wasn't what the AD then, now current Wisconsin AD, did, because you have proven with your experience of how good Youngstown State had been previously, that in fact the problem must have been Nebraska and not the getting rid of that coach. Because since Nebraska got rid of Pelini, they have done nothing of major significance back to the great days. So I wish to thank your information about Youngstown State, because I would hope that it would convince people that whatever they think of the AD, they need to emphasize that the negativity as a result of what he did at Nebraska is just flat out wrong and inaccurate. Doesn't guarantee he'll be a great AD, but in how could they hire this guy who screwed up Nebraska should not be mentioned, because it is just flat inaccurate because of, as you've told us through your experience of Youngstown State, Bo Pelini hasn't done diddly squat from the time that the then athletic director at Nebraska decided to get rid of him 12 years ago.
Homer, and I would say this, because I don't know what day, it was probably 2 weeks ago now that that decision was brought that Sean Eichhorst was going to be the athletic director. And I really believe this, and now I'm in it, so you could tell me if I'm being biased about it.
You are. You're being
but
biased.
But it felt like –
You're biased about everything you say about Wisconsin, and people need to know that. That's fine. That comes with the territory.
I am biased. Listen. Yeah,
I'm biased
I'm
about Marquette.
Fair.
No, you're not.
I'm fair.
No.
No, I am. I'm biased, but I'm fair. No, you can be
you're
both.
Biased,
you can
but
be
fair.
Both.
No, you
– Yes.
I got to write these down.
It's pretty good.
You can write that down. So I think when the announcement was made, most Badger fans were not very excited. And we did a full show on it.
And they're wrong. They should have been.
We have – there was the what he did at Nebraska – oh, he's, you know, Barry's guy and all of this other stuff. It's Old Testament, all of these things. And I get that. But the more that people in the two-week period of time – now, Sean joined our show. I thought when he came on, I thought he was very accountable to his time at Nebraska. He didn't try to spin it in any other way than saying he got knocked on his keister. It's what he said. I think fans appreciate that. And saying he was there 7 years, he didn't get it turned around like he wanted. Now, his time at Texas was very strong, and how he has approached his first 2 weeks here has been nothing but raved about by people in the building, and I think he has won some people over. Again, none of it's going to matter unless he gets football fixed and football wins games. That is what this will come down to, but in this two-week period of time, Sean Eichhorst has won some hearts and minds, and I think he has at least opened the possibility to a lot of the big skeptics that he can do a good job here. Now, what that ends up meaning, as you put it, diddly squat, that's fine. But I will say for his first 2 weeks, I give him high marks as doing a really good job of getting some people and how he's connecting. I give him a lot of love for that, because I think he's done a good job for these 2 weeks of ingratiating himself back into the Wisconsin system.
That, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and gifted animals, is Mark Tauscher, biased but fair. I wish to make it clear that as the voice of Marquette basketball since 1989, I am biased and not fair. I give Marquette the benefit of the doubt, and whenever I say something about Marquette, I expect and understand that people will say, I can't listen to what he says. He's the voice
of Marquette.
But, Homer,
you've been honest about the missteps of what's happened.
To some degree.
They haven't been good enough the last couple years. You haven't said that they're great?
No, but I'm biased and unfair. I accept the fact that people put everything I say in context, and that's part of what comes with the territory, and I'm more than willing to be said, or for it to be put that way, because I get to do the games, and it's great. And I got to do Dwayne Wade. Oh, baby, he was good. How many years ago was that? 2003? It's like it was yesterday. All right, back to Mark Tauscher. Would you like to be known of as anything other than biased but fair? Because that's not true of – I mean, you're that way with Wisconsin, but I don't know if – do you feel the same way with the Packers?
I think with my job, and this is my job,
correct.
I obviously do – I do Badger football with Matt LePay, and I want them to win at a high level. I am not –
just like I am
with Wisconsin, saying that's not
or Marquette. Yeah.
But – I am not sitting here, and you can go back and listen to broadcasts. When we lost to Iowa at Iowa and Nebraska at Nebraska the way we did in Minnesota, there's not a lot of bias with how I'm analyzing because I analyze what I see. And what I saw was not very good. And that's to put it nicely.
Right. So,
while my mind is in a certain spot, I'm going to tell you what I see, and I'm going
to
analyze the way I see it.
To a degree. You'll only go so far. Come on.
Maybe.
You're never going to say
where
this.
I will go.
If Don Morton had been the coach, you would say, need to fire this dude today. We will never win. I think Mike Lucas could say that, but he wasn't doing the game.
I would have said we should not rehire. I would say that.
But during a game,
I'll also
when
you
came to the conclusion that this guy doesn't have a clue what he's doing, no, there's a limit to how far you can go. You live it. I've lived it. But
there is a limit. I don't argue with that, but that does not mean I'm not going to call it how I see it, and I'm also going to call how I see it with the Brewers and American Family Insurance. They're finally getting back to baseball. They're headed to AmFam, and you make Brewers game day a dream for the whole family at the parking lot patio during Kids Day before you head inside American Family Field on July 19th through August 19th. Stop by the parking lot patio. It's next to the third base gate entrance, and you let the fun begin. From free face painting and temporary tattoos to photo ops, yard games, free giveaways, live music from local DJs. It is the perfect pregame stop for families. Come early, have fun, and make it a day to remember. And it's all thanks to American Family Insurance.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I can't see. Is that you that I'm seeing in my video? Because it looks like you. When you do a show, do you always wear a shirt that makes you look homeless? I don't know if that. Yeah.
Homeless?
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know why. What's wrong with this shirt?
You look homeless. It's the kind of shirt a homeless person would wear.
What do you mean? You're doing because my neck is a little bit torn up.
It just seems really loose and just everything. You know, go ahead, make that. Can we make that the question?
Wearing,
you guys do a discount.
You literally
like
are wearing
question?
A blue T-shirt with blue headphones. I'm wearing a old NFL shirt that is like a workout shirt.
Fine. That's you know okay. Looks like you just worked out in it. I mean it's.
Okay.
So can we do? Do you guys do
what
a discount Lego Twitter poll question?
We can put a poll up. Sure.
Yeah. Does Mark Tauscher wearing a T-shirt that looks like?
No,
he's
I'm
homeless?
Not interested. No, we're not doing that.
Excuse me. Who's the producer?
All right.
Of the show?
I have a question for Homer. I'm going to take back over. I don't like the way this is going.
Damn! I thought it would go to 10 o'clock. Sorry. Yeah, no. Baby. What a country.
All right. We'll get back to it. It's Wilty and Tauscher.
We're on the Packers.
You can't sit here and tell me that you're comfortable with the idea of the Green Bay Packers playing 8 games without Mike Parsons.
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
That's very uncomfortable. That's extremely uncomfortable.
Nobody covers the green and gold like 100.5 ESPN.
Wildy and Tausch back with Steve the Homer True joining us as I thought was going to be running the show, but nope. The reins have been pulled back. Put a stop.
Can I add one thing?
Okay. No.
I understand.
All right, what do you got?
You're right.
Now, what do you got?
I pushed the limit too soon because I didn't get a chance to ask you if you're going to write a book one day.
You did push the limits too soon, so I'll get to that
right,
shortly.
Whenever you want, you're in charge.
Yeah, I'm back in charge. Let me guess. this understanding you, you didn't want to do where you led the show, so then you did it that way to kind of force, like, I always talk about my Uncle Norb, or no, it was Uncle Leon.
Uncle Leon.
And yeah. he would have chores to do, and he wouldn't get the chores done or not do them up to the par of what my grandpa would want, so then he would just have someone else do those chores. So you pulled an Uncle Leon. Am I reading the scenario accurately?
That would be understandable, but no, that wasn't the case.
Really?
No,
because feels that way.
Well, I mean, you could feel that way because you have never worked. I would have thought maybe you knew that from when you were on the Brett Favre. No, I didn't mean work, not work, but you've never worked with somebody who does the show as I do. I would have thought maybe you had an idea because you did the Brett Favre show.
I've done shows with you before.
Never when I'm
so,
the
yes,
person
I have
in charge.
Worked with you.
Not when I'm in charge. Not when it's I'm filling in as the host. Because when I'm the host, I'm in charge of everything. You are an analyst. You will work according to the way I want you to work it. Now, that's not how Jason does it. Jason is very nice to you. Jason has said the show is best when I just let Tausch be Tausch. No, when I do the show, I don't let Tausch be Tausch. I want the show to run a certain way, and Tausch is going to do it the way I want it.
For,
well, I'll give you another example.
What is that certain way?
All right, I've been doing this since 1980. Every show has prep meetings. Every show that I'm aware of. Okay, I don't know how many years ago I said, I do no prep meetings. If you want me to do the show, you need to find, and they have to have prep meetings. Why? Because I don't want anybody on my show as an analyst that needs to go over some damn prep meeting. They have to know this stuff because they've lived it. And I don't want to go through things first and then on the show be it a second time. Initially, the people said, okay.
I agree with that.
Then, in Madison, they said to me, we've decided you're going to have to do prep meetings. And I said, I told him not. No, you're going to have to if you want to stay here. Why is that? Well, we think you can be better. I said, have I ever not been prepared? Do you have one example of anything than which? No, we have none. We've decided it's in your interest to be better. Fortunately, I got another job before that actually was instituted. When I came here, I have never had a prep meeting and never will. Now, why? Because I'm running the show. It's my show. If my show's not good enough, they can fire me, get rid of me, which actually occurred at one time. But so if you don't like it,
take us inside. When you got fired, how?
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, I know you're going to be you, and I love it. I don't have any problem with
but
it.
But you don't know what you is because you have never been
analyst
on
my show.
No,
I know. You're a stubborn old mule. Like, you're a stubborn old mule.
Okay.
Like, no, you are. Am I wrong?
It's your show.
Am I wrong?
Now. No, I'm not a stubborn old mule. I'm stubborn, and I was the same the first day I worked in radio in 1980 as today. So the old part of it has nothing to do with it. My belief on certain things is very strong. Yes, that's one of them.
So how'd you get fired? Give us your fired story.
I'm at WIBA in Madison, and it was in the middle of the – I'm doing Badger basketball at the time. It's in the middle of the season. They had a new owner. Lee Leisinger took over, and – I don't think he had come from WBBM. He bought the station and became the general manager, whatever. I don't think he liked my voice. I didn't think he thought my voice was good enough, but whatever. Wisconsin played Ohio State. I was doing the games with Brian Manthe. I was the voice of Badger basketball. He was the analyst because the radio station in Madison, IBA, had taken over TMJ. Because if TMJ had been in charge and Brian had been, he would have been the voice. Anyway, we come back from the Ohio State game in the end of December, and there was a famous talk show host, I can't think of it, in Chicago. I'll have to think of the name. But we're driving back during Christmas, and they fired him from MAQ. And I said, you can't fire this guy. This guy's the greatest talk show host. I'll think of his name in a minute. And then I roll back into the office, and Lee Leisinger says, we need to come in. We've decided it's in the best interest of both of us that you no longer work here. To which I said, wow, I don't remember being party to that conversation, but you're the boss, so if you want me out, I'm out. I was shocked because you don't replace announcers in the middle of the season. The guy who took my place, Roger Fisher, who I had competed with, I think that was his name, when I was in Appleton, he was in Nina, he was in the building at the time as they were firing me. So I was like, okay. I said, by the way, I have X number, 2 weeks of vacation that I'm due. And he says, well, you won't get that vacation. You're not working here anymore. And I said, well, then we're going to have to, I'm going to get a lawyer. This is, fire me, fine, but you owe me 2 weeks of vacation. And he said, okay, I'll give you 2 weeks. So that's the end. There were five of us fired that day. John Erpenbach, who went on to be a very famous politician, was one of the other. And so they called me at the paper, the Wisconsin State Journal, the Homer, what do you think? I wasn't Homer then. What do you think? And I said, da, 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 he's the boss and whatever like that. And he said, so what do you think of the future? I said, you know, I mean, I hope it goes terribly. He treats people like dirt. So that was Friday. Saturday, I open up the State Journal and go to the TV section, which was like, there's nothing there. And I thought, wow, IBA was huge, not because of me. It was just a spectacular station. And then I put the front page back on, and then I turned it over on the bottom half of the front page, and there it is, WIBA fires five. My phrase, I hope they do terribly. He treats people like dirt in huge, bold letters, you know, like the featured thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So I called the guy, and I said, I can't believe you did that. Because you know the conversation we have for 20 minutes. Every 20 minute was about he's the boss, he can do what he wants. I understand that. I respect that. How could you write that? And he goes, this is the best line you had. And so after that, I told Aaron Rodgers and other people, I said, anytime you do an interview, tell them that you're taping it. Even if you aren't. Because I've told every interview I've done since then, not that many, and nobody's even missed a word. And I haven't taped any of them, but I just say that I am. And I would tell that to anybody. Always say you're taped because when they know it's well, or fear that
Homer,
it's taped, they will have to be accurate. Yes.
I remember Rodgers came out and said that. And I don't know if it was because you
told
him. It
was because of me. I'm sure it was, yeah.
And he would tape all of it. And I don't know if that changed how he was covered at all. But he did say and state that he would tape every interview.
Right. I think he stole that from me, but maybe not. He's very smart, and somebody else has said it. But that's what I would advise anybody. Anytime you ever do an interview, just say, this is being taped, and you'll be amazed. They won't miss anything. They will use every word.
Did that not give your next employer a pause when that – because that quote's pretty –
Well, interesting you mentioned that. My next employer was a guy, Mark Belling. Have you ever heard of Mark Belling?
I've heard of him. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know when I was let go, but it was IBA and what was the other? Is it TSO in Madison? I think it is. There were two spectacular stations. Belling was working at a station WTDY. I had been in Madison over 2 years. I didn't even know it existed. I didn't know it existed. I didn't know he existed. So he calls me up and said, "Well, we'd like to hire you to do a morning show, not sports." So we go have breakfast.
Oh God.
We go have breakfast.
Oh, boy.
Then we have breakfast again. Then we have breakfast for the third time. And I said, like, are we just going to go out to eat forever? Are you going to hire me? Do you not want to hire me? I don't care. I'm happy. I was just writing a tennis column for the Cap Times, was it. And at the third time, he hired me. And so I did a morning show on WTDY for a year or so. And then Belling got hired in Milwaukee. And then they needed a basketball guy. And I assume he told them about me, though he'll probably deny it. And so that was 1989, and the rest is history. And you never forget.
Well,
the day I got fired was the first time I'd ever been fired. I went home and went in our bathroom and cried for like 10 minutes. I thought, I had no idea what it felt like to be fired, and I felt like a loser of epic proportion. I don't know how it's, you never forget it. And yes.
How long did it take you to bounce? How long did it get you to pull out of that?
Once you have another job, you're fine. But I mean, if you're, you know, if you were out of work and I couldn't have found another job, then, you know, you'd get on with it forever. But if you believe in what you're doing, I think I'll defer to other people. But I mean, you never get over it because you never forget it. Son of a bitch. Have I gotten over it? Bastard. And the last time I went with him, I was doing morning drive, and we went to the game in which Paul Molitor, I think, had when he had that long hitting streak.
39 games.
Yeah, and we're driving there, and he says, have you ever done afternoon drive? I remember going home and telling my wife, this ain't going to go well. That's like saying you run the business. Would you like to do the front desk maybe on weekends? So that was a sign to me that he wasn't real happy with what I did. So, you know.
Well.
You know what it's like. Come on.
Withstood,
at some point,
you
the NFL retired you.
You You have withstood the test of time. You're still rolling now for 45 minutes a week. Is that what you're doing?
Yes, 46 minutes a week. Yeah, I get fearful it'd go to
50. There you go. You're talking about breakfast. You had all these breakfasts. Well, I'm guessing the breakfast sausage and the bacon is from Jones Dairy. Family owned and operated for seven generations in Fort Atkinson, all the way back to 1889 when Homer got fired for
my
the first
mom
time.
Used to buy that sausage in Indiana. That's the sausage we ate. I ate.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, Homer, if you want clean, no fillers, nitrates, MSG, gluten, Jones, they make all of their recipes are simple. It's their seasoning along with their family recipe. The bacon is life-changing. It's dry aged for up to 3 weeks, intense flavor, totally worth the wait. Find all of Jones' products in grocery stores across Wisconsin. Check the website's product finder at jonesdairyfarm.com. All right, we're going to play a little
hold
trivia.
Hold on, I got a question because I don't want to get in trouble. Can you say son of right. a that word?
I don't think you're supposed to.
I dumped you on that one.
I don't
Homer.
Think you're supposed to.
I got written
you're
up
40
in
years in
for
this
that.
Business.
You can use the word in a, like, describing someone complaining, but you can't say what you said.
I said that about the golfers in the U.S. Open 1 year on TV. They called me in and wrote me up and said that, I can't believe you would have said that. I said,
well, you just got wrote up again. Which yeah.
No, I don't think I got.
I didn't know. I thought, and then I don't know if you can use the other word you used either. But you're running. And
good news is, I think we got them both out of there.
Okay, sorry.
Dumped both.
The sorry, twofer. Boss.
I thought you're a pro. For, yeah, 40 years.
I kind of lost it. You so. Never forget when you get fired. Come on,
I understand.
It hurts. It hurts There's, today. I remember the feeling.
I get it, but then you also are 40 years as a veteran, knowing you can't swear, you can't do those.
I
things.
Thought those were okay.
Okay, well, you were wrong. I know you don't like admitting when
no,
you're wrong.
No, I don't think I was wrong.
The Miami Marlins, today's trivia category. Tausch, the Miami Marlins.
All right, caller 10. We're going to go caller 10. I don't know why we're going caller 10, but that's where we're going to go. 844-770-3776. Caller 10, we got a great prize pack. We got a great prize pack. We got a lot of contestants get with a lot of entries this week. But we need you to be caller 10 at 844-770-3776 for Miami Marlins trivia.
Yeah, Marlins playing the Brewers right? this weekend, so we went Marlins.
Hey, so I do want to do this every hour. I just want to come back in, and since we're doing Miami Marlins trivia, when you see the Miami Marlins logo, who is the first person you think of? We'll get Homer's, we'll get Jesse, we'll get mine. And we'll get you if you're caller 10 at 844-770-3776. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
Wildy and Tausch trivia. We've had a lot of trivia this week. Great battle yesterday. It's been a great tournament of champions that we've been battling out on Thursdays. But this week, with the great Vortex and the Cousin Subs, this is what we're all looking for. And JC and Randolph was our caller 10. JC, how are we doing this morning?
Fine. Good morning.
Good morning. You have any good fired stories like Homer just told, or is there anything that you want to get off your chest, or are you just always been happily employed?
I've pretty much still been happily employed, but I found it interesting because I could almost hear his voice crackling a little bit when he was telling that story, almost like he was kind of tearing up a little bit.
Yeah, he was. It's pain. It still has some pain to you, doesn't it, Home Slice?
Yep.
Son of a...
Ah! Yeah. Ah! Yeah, let's keep yeah. Jesse working. Yeah, I think everybody that gets let go of their job at some point, that is a moment. Anytime someone tells you we're moving in a different direction.
You're no good. That's what they're saying. That. You're no good.
They're saying, screw no, you. We can find better. We can find yeah. better. And that's not a fun place to be. But this is fun. Again, trivia, here we go. I don't know. What is the category? The Marlins?
The Miami Marlins. Yeah, with the Marlins over right. in Milwaukee so, over the weekend.
Good luck, JC. The first question, which juggernaut American League team did the Marlins defeat in the 2003 World Series to win the franchise's second championship in 11 years? Is it the Yankees, the Red Sox, or Can you actually believe the Marlins have won the World Series twice?
This is just going to be a polka, say Boston.
Mighty Yankees. Mighty Yankees. Josh Beckett, right? Is that who you think
Beckett
of?
Was on
Josh
that Beckett. Team. Yeah, there were a few on that team.
Yeah, they
were
had a
pretty
squad.
Good.
Isn't it annoying
wasn't
that
Council
the Marlins
on one
are
of those teams?
That was 97 when
he
they
was.
Won their first oh, okay. one. Yeah.
Isn't it annoying the Marlins just come in, they get two World Series, the Brewers have been here forever, we got none, and only one appearance, and they got two championships in 11 years, and nobody down there cares about baseball? That's annoying to me. All right, Jesse.
Very frustrating. Question number two for you, JC. Which other MLB franchise debuted along with the Florida Marlins in 1993?
Oh, I know this one.
Who debuted along with the Marlins? Was it the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, the Colorado Rockies?
Put the Yankees in there. Come on. What's your third one?
Or the Seattle Mariners?
I'm going to go with the Rockies.
There you go. Nicely done.
When did the Rays come in?
The Rays and the Diamondbacks were, I believe, 97. It was when the Brewers moved to the American or the National League. So was that 97, 98, one of those years.
Okay. And I'm guessing there's going to be more expansion, Nashville, but we'll see how that goes. All right, last one. Let's go perfect here today, JC. Which of these players has the most home runs hit in Miami Marlins franchise history? Is it Cliff Floyd, Dan Uggla, or Giancarlo Stanton?
This is just going to be a poke. I'll go with Uggla. Oh, boy.
He's second.
Oh, that's helpful. Yeah, make
second?
Him feel good. Yeah.
Okay, so who's third?
I don't remember
all
who's
right.
third.
Well,
Stanton is number one, though.
Like when they fired
all right,
me.
Well,
oh,
JC?
You were the second best. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're second best in a two-man race.
Yeah,
you got two entries, one for just calling and being the caller 10, and then one you got one right, which we had Levi won last week with one. You can do it as well. Good luck to you, and have a great weekend, JC.
Hey, good talking to you guys. Love you.
I love you
Will
guys.
Will D. & Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Cousin Subs. Cool down with the summer shake from Cousin Subs. Enjoy four delicious flavors, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and mint. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Vortex Golf. Trivia winners this week receive a hat, ball marker, sticker, and a blade rangefinder courtesy of Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
Homer, I get you golf in a lot of outings. You're not using a rangefinder, are you?
Never. I should. I have a watch that works that way that I bought at an auction or got an auction, and I don't use it. I should. That's the way. That's the best way, I think. People have them, and I think that works great. But no, I do not have a rangefinder. Every time I win
one. Then you can't complain. Well, you get a Vortex rangefinder, you got 136 yards, you know, and then you just hit a bad shot. Otherwise, you could say, oh, I thought it was a 150 shot. So that's something you could do. And I'm sure you don't because you're an admirable stand-up dude. All right, I have a topic NFL-related. I know our fans want to hear Packers, and we have some Packers stuff I want to get to.
You do a nice
but
job,
there is
boss.
Something I notice with a lot of NFL players putting out around FIFA and the World Cup, and I can't wait to hear Homer's reaction. I have a strong take. I've already given it, and I will do that in 2 minutes. It's Wilty and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilty and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.